Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, how's your day going? Ours is super, super busy. Lots of things going on, sorting, selling things, trying to figure out what I'm going to bring in the van, what I'm going to just walk away from. And we've moved a lot in our life. I mean, I moved 20, 30 times in my whole entire life. So I know what it's like to just kind of leave things behind and move. But this is a little bit different. You know, we're going to be getting into a little van and taking off and not have anywhere to lay our heads, anywhere to really... We are going to get a little storage and put a few things in there till we figure out what to do with them. But anyway, it's lots of things going on. But, you know, the greatest thing about all this is there's been some awesome witnessing going on. So that's the most important thing. Not the most. That's one of the... Okay, that's why we are selling all this, so we can go out and do the work of the Lord full-time, have that freedom and not be hindered by cares of this world with a homestead and everything that comes with it. And so, you know, the glory of God is to be shown through us saints, and Brother James and I have had a calling to go do that, so we're going to fulfill that. And so in the meantime, we're keeping our focus where it should be. We have our peace and joy, not getting stressed out about it. And I'm always, not just me, but us sisters are always talking about that to help remind one another, you know, as our lives can get super busy at times and we can get so distracted and overwhelmed, we have to remember that blessed hope that lies before us and keep that as our focus. And it helps us prioritize what's in our days, especially if we just look at today, because we don't even have tomorrow. But anyway, for this audio, this morning, I can't remember what Brother James was talking about, but he referenced in Luke about what the rich young ruler said, and Jesus told him he lacks one thing. And you know, as you ponder that, here, let's read what he said in the beginning. Luke 18:18 through 21. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother." And he said, "All these have I kept from my youth up." Okay, so this is kind of like a lot of the people that we get calling us. You know, "Hey, I've left this and I've left that, and I saw through man-made religion, I've left the world, I've dumped my TV, you know, I'm trying to live a holy, obedient life. And what should I do? How do I go forward?" You know, we get that too. So here you see the parallel. Praise God, he has all this in his word to give us examples of what we may end up encountering and how to deal with it. And so the ruler says that to Jesus. And Jesus says in verse 22, "Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." Before I go into it, Jesus isn't telling everybody, you got to sell everything and give it away. That was this one particular instance here. Because obviously Jesus knew he loved all his stuff, his money, whatever it is. And so I just wanted to clear that up. I'm not going to do a teaching on it. Brother James has already done teachings on it. This is, the point of this is Jesus looking at him going, "You lack one thing." So this man was holy in all his ways except one thing. And you think about that, sisters. One thing will keep us out of the kingdom of heaven. Just one. And that's pretty profound. And we're both kind of talking about that this morning, and it really hit me. One thing. You know, we get these people, and I was just saying, they'll call us up. "I've done this, 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 and this. What else do I do?" And there may be one thing we see as their biggest hurdle. It might be leaving their family because they're worldly, carnal, and causing them to sin. Or it could be false converts in their life, whether it's family or whatever. It could be a job. It could be maybe a doctrinal thing they need to work on. A lot of people, we call it dying on the hill. They get up to the hill and they die on it, and they turn around and go back because they can't do it. And I'm going to tell you one for women: head covering and biblical dress. We get so many people who turn away because they're so puffed up and filled up with pride and vanity. They won't cover their hair that God created, and they won't cover the body that God created and calls the temple of the Holy Spirit if it is within them. And they're so prideful, they will turn around and live in their pride and vanity, even if that's the one thing they lack. Usually there's more. But they'll die on that. They will shed their soul in eternity just because they don't want to do that today. And I'm just referencing women a lot. Don't want to submit. And so, yeah, it's a really sad thing. But Jesus, you know, gives him the precious truth and says, you know, you're lacking one thing, and tries to help him in it. And that's what we should be doing with the brethren too. You know, if somebody's lacking something, might be one thing, might be 10 things, might be 100 things. So everybody needs different help. Now, if they're hungry for the truth, they will correct it, they'll repent, and they'll move on in obedience. And if they're not, and they're more set on their flesh, they're not going to. So let's see what happens. And this story is very typical of what we see. There's nothing new under the sun. We're not greater than our master. And so let's read on, verses 23 through 27. And this is the ruler here. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And they that heard it said, who can be saved? And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. So here you go, an awesome parable for all of us to look at and understand in our life. You know, when people come to us and they ask us that, be prepared, because many turn away when you try to help them and show them what one thing they lack, which is usually more. And then what we try to tell them is, you know, that may seem insurmountable to you. That may seem so big to you. And quite honestly, a lot of the stuff that we come across is very minor, that if a person would just obey and move past that, they would look backwards and go, wow, I can't believe that I made such a big deal about that. But oftentimes people just can't get past that one thing and just keep moving. Maybe there'll be more after that, but to just shed that all. And a lot of times they say, I can't do that. There's no way I could ever do that. Whatever it is that they're trying to get through. I couldn't be on my own without my family, or my mom and dad, they're old. I know they claim to be Baptists or something. Yeah, I know I've tried to tell them the truth and they won't listen to me. Yeah, they're still living in their sin. They're practicing all the pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter and all this other stuff. Yeah, my mom doesn't want a head cover, a biblically dressed, and she doesn't submit to my dad, and he's kind of feminized too. Yeah, they watch some TV and they're kind of idle, and yeah, they don't live their lives for the Lord, but I can't leave them. There's no way I could. And that's the one thing they're lacking. And they would rather sit with the worldly, carnal, unbiblical people who are professing the name of Christ than to do what Jesus says and lose your life to find it. And so I just kind of wanted to, I don't know. I guess I didn't really have all my thoughts in order when I did this, but I'm just kind of winging them, because once we get on the road, I'm not going to have a whole lot of time to sit and organize everything. So it is what it is, and I am who I am. I'm just being real here. You know, you think about that, sisters. One thing, let us all examine our lives, because we may have perfect doctrine. We may be able to read the scriptures, understand it, and do all that. But what's inside us? Is there one thing lacking within us? Are we lusting after things that we want and we can't have, and it's disrupting our life? And that could be something like a single woman could want to be married. A married woman could really want not to be married. A childless woman might want children, and one with a lot of children might want some peace and quiet once in a while, and she never gets it. You know, it might be, oh, I want to go out and do ministry, or I do so much ministry, I wish I didn't have to do all that so much. And it could just be any of that stuff. You know, it's just, it could be an attitude. It could be a matter of the heart. It could be a matter of your focus, a matter of how you spend your time. You know, you may be living according to the doctrines and in obedient in every way, but you may have a discontent and unthankful heart. Wouldn't that be one thing we lack? And so we always want to go to the Lord and examine ourselves daily. Always, all the time, because, you know, we look at Hebrews 3:13. Here, I'm going to pull that up because I like to read it directly from there, because Sometimes I turn the words around, and that's fine, as long as it means the same thing. But I love this one here. Excuse me, Hebrews 3:13, it says, "But exhort one another daily, while it is called today," right here, "lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." We don't want to be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And how that starts, it could be one tiny little thing that you let fester. And in one day, it can grow pretty big, can't it? And we've seen that with people who are brand new in the faith. You know, they're trying to overcome these hurdles, and they might be doing pretty good. And then all of a sudden, they get up against one thing that they think they can never get by. And they say, "Huh, I think I might need to take a little time. I might be going too fast." And I've heard this from women before. They're like zealous for good works. And, "Oh, I see it. I see this. I see this. I see this." And they're conforming their life. And all of a sudden, everybody around them is looking at them like, "Whoa, you're not doing any of that stuff you used to do," which is worldly, carnal, and sinful. And she shed all that. Now she's going, "Oh, I'm dressing like a harlot. I got to fix this. I want to be obedient and honoring to God." And so she starts changing her clothes to be obedient to the Lord. And everybody's looking at her like, "You crazy? What's going on with you?" And if she got a husband, oftentimes that's the biggest one that she can't get past. And I'm specifically remembering a woman that I remember was so zealous. And it rose up, just like the parable of the seed sower, how it rose up, the roots were shallow, and it died down in the cares of the world, or Satan took it away, I don't know which one. But I remember her, she said, "I got to slow down. This is going too fast." And my heart just broke right then, because I know what those words are. We've been doing this ministry long enough, you can tell. And I was like, "No, you could slow down maybe in your thoughts of thinking about things too far ahead, but not what's right before you. Because if God has given it to you today, you've got to obey, or sisters, he can take away what you have and give it to somebody else." And so we always want to be diligent on this. We're to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, but we can also have that assurance that if we are examining ourselves, if we're taking every thought captive, if we're obedient to the scriptures, we're studying, scouring, ask the Lord to look inside our hearts and bring upon us what might be an issue, because we don't want that one thing. We don't want to be holding on to that one thing and be that ruler that walks away sad, because our God has promises. He's not a liar. We can stand on him like a solid rock. His word is our truth and our strength. And we can overcome all things, because with God, all things are possible. Amen, sisters? All right, so I'm going to let you go. I got a lot of things I got to get done. And Lord willing, I might be back tomorrow to encourage you. And I hope you stand strong in the Lord. And much love to you, sisters. May God be praised.